This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Tuesday, October 15th. Will cattle remain strong in the wake of the potential trade deal with China? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was a little bit higher. That follow-through buying, it did lift the futures. It seemed that they started kind of steady and then gained a little bit of momentum. The technical objective was 114. After that, who really knows? Has that big resistance level? Time will tell. But the strong markets are definitely in for good for the short term, so we're going to be watching that. Feeders also surged higher. The rise in cash trade did underpin that rally. And we know that funds have been coming into the complex completely taking a longer position. That's really pushing the market up. So the uptrend is definitely intact. That's a driving force here. The trade deal promises that exports will increase. But until the ink is dry, we really don't know for sure. But still, there is a positive overview right now.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 3 at 5.11. December corn was down 1 at 3.97 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6.80 to 603. Hearted winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 6.25, ranging from 580 and three quarters to 585 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 3, ranging from 641 to 671. Live cattle for October was up $1.17.5 at 110.65. October feeder cattle was up $1.45 at 145.52.5. And October class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1861.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.